Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about Notebook LM, Google's AI note-taking tool. It's a game-changer, folks.
I've heard whispers about this Notebook LM. Is it really that revolutionary? What's all the fuss about?
Oh, it's more than fuss, believe me. The author, Parth Shah, paints a vivid picture of his research life before Notebook LM. A chaotic mess of browser tabs, YouTube videos, and PDFs. Sound familiar?
Yes. Too familiar. I'm constantly juggling information sources. So, how does Notebook LM help?
Imagine having a personal AI assistant that organizes all your research. You feed it your sources, websites, videos, documents, and it generates summaries, answers your questions, and even offers suggested questions. It's like a personalized search engine.
Wow, that sounds incredible. But how is it different from other note-taking apps? Don't a lot of them offer AI features now?
The key difference, according to Parth, is that Notebook LM is built with AI from the ground up. It's not just AI features tacked onto a traditional note-taking tool. This changes the entire approach to note-taking.
I see. Interesting. So it's more than just jotting down notes. It's about actively engaging with the material through the AI?
Exactly. Parth gives an example of learning about Python integration in Excel. He fed Notebook LM relevant sources, and it gave him a quick summary, plus suggested related questions to explore further. He was even able to exclude specific sources with a single click, giving him more control over the information he's working with.
That sounds really useful for focusing your research. What about practical applications? Did he mention any real-world examples?
Absolutely. He used Notebook LM to learn about Docker and home labs. He even mentioned using it for troubleshooting, uploading documentation, and using the chat feature to quickly find solutions.
Oh, that is slick. So it's useful for both learning and problem solving. Anything else that stood out?
The audio overview feature seems to be a real highlight. It allows you to listen to summaries of complex topics, which can be a huge time saver.
I could really use that. Sometimes I just don't have the time to read through pages and pages of notes. I do think I'd still prefer to take my own targeted notes, though. Would that still be beneficial alongside Notebook LM?
Definitely. Parth mentioned doing the same. He sees Notebook LM as handling the heavy lifting, allowing him to focus on the most important points. It's about working smarter, not harder.
True. I do like that philosophy. Got it. But is it perfect? Any downsides?
Well, Parth does mention it's still in early stages. There might be some performance hiccups, but overall, he's incredibly impressed with it. He says he can't wait to see what future updates bring. So there's lots of potential here.
It sounds like something I definitely need to check out. Thanks for the insightful breakdown. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
If you're struggling to manage research materials, give Notebook LM a try. It might just change the way you learn and work. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. See you next time.
Goodbye.